USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
ICE agents are expected to start rounding up about 2,000 undocumented immigrants in at least 10 major cities starting on Sunday. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says this is targeting undocumented immigrants who have already been slated for deportation. But House Majority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi is warning the Trump administration against going ahead with the plans.
Every person in America has rights. These families are hardworking members of our communities and our country. This brutal action will terrorize children.
Vice President Mike Pence will be visiting a Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas today. Tropical Storm Barry's gathering strength as it heads towards New Orleans. The National Hurricane Center says the storm's sustained winds have increased to 50 miles an hour. It's expected to reach hurricane strength late today or early tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal prosecutors argue that billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, accused of sexually abusing dozens of underage girls, is a flight risk. Here's John Clemens with more.
Defense attorneys have argued that all disclosures about Epstein's personal wealth should be kept away from the public. Prosecutors have made a request to the judge that those documents be made public. Federal prosecutors argue that he is an extraordinary risk of flight. They reminded the court that Epstein was taken into custody Saturday at the Teterboro Airport in New Jersey after he arrived back in the U.S. from Paris aboard one of his two private jets. Epstein faces up to 45 years in prison for sex trafficking and on charges of conspiracy of recruiting others to keep supplying him with young females.
The Rolling Stones will still perform in New Orleans this weekend, at least as of now, despite Tropical Storm and likely to become Hurricane Barry. The group is set to bring their No Filter tour to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome on Sunday night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump not backing down when it comes to finding out how many people here in the U.S. illegally, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
A citizenship question will not be on the 2020 census, but President Trump is taking action to determine the number of citizens and non-citizens in the country.
I am hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country. They must furnish all legally accessible records in their possession immediately. We will utilize these vast federal databases to gain a full, complete, and accurate count of the non-citizen population.
A Republican lawmaker running for governor of Mississippi banning a female reporter from traveling with him. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Republican State Representative Robert Foster says he blocked that reporter from following him to avoid any situation that may evoke suspicion or compromise in his marriage. In two phone calls, Colton Robeson, Foster's campaign chief, said a male colleague would have to accompany the female reporter on the upcoming 15-hour campaign trip because they believe the optics of the candidate with a woman, even a working reporter, could be used in a smear campaign to insinuate an extramarital affair. Foster defended his decision on a tweet on Wednesday, citing his Christian faith as the reason he denied access to Larison Campbell.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.